Hey, everybody, it's that time again. It's...
Come and knock on our door.
Come on, knock on our door.
To his company, too.
To his company, because we couldn't find three.
We could not.
We even put a pathetic post on Facebook. No one wants to be our friend. Join us.
Right? We got no takers.
Everyone's like, people suffer.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we've got some guests coming up in the weeks to come. But this week, we're flying solo again.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing 1 Samuel. And we're looking at 1 Samuel chapter 15 and 16 this past week. So, Steve, why don't you walk us through a little bit of where we've been?
Yeah, this week it's been great. We started off with Troy and JJ setting it up and helping us realize that partial obedience is no obedience at all, which was great, and getting to hear their personal stories.
It was cool how in that one, Troy and JJ, both vulnerable with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to always hear people just being real.
Yep. And then day two was Steve Durr, which we found out in day three from Mike Sternberg that evidently Saul has his...
Is a doppelganger.
Doppelganger.
Of me, I guess.
The Dutch doppelganger.
Mike Sternberg, anytime he does one, I just... When I was kind of going through his and posting it online and getting ready, and I wanted to edit in me saying Michael at that point in time. But every time I listen to his, I just start laughing.
Yeah.
And everyone can hear me in the office. And like, what is it? And I'm like, it's just a really bad dad joke.
Yep. So you know, clever.
Mike has always got really good, insightful, and self-depreciating humor, which I can appreciate.
Yep. He knows how to tell a good story. And then we wrapped it up getting to know Anne a little bit better, our new children's pastor, Anne Lucas, and getting to hear her heart. And I loved how she brought home like praise. I had thought about this in terms of Tuesday, our theme of prayer in Tuesdays Together was praise. And so I felt like that it pulled in some of that with David helping Saul out with his musicianship. And I had forgotten about praise as really spiritual warfare. And huge emotional helper. I even get this. My senior year in high school term paper was on music as medicine.
Wow.
Medicine for the soul.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So that's, people thought I was going to be a pastor even back then.
But. Yeah. They're like, you're going to either be a Christian recording artist or a pastor.
They knew that wasn't going to be it. So yeah,
I don't know. Pretty good there, Tom. So you got a voice that's, like, I don't know.
Michael
like,
W. Smith.
Hey, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's not even that raspy. Who do you call me? Richard Marks.
Richard Marks. Yeah, you need a mullet for that, though.
Yeah.
Today, I wanted to just bring up and talk about one thing that caught my attention from this whole week was this idea of leeching on. That's a bad way to say it, maybe, but
I think depending it's a good picture. On, it's a good word picture.
Yeah, leeching on another person for the nutrients they have.
Exactly.
Right? How we can at times seek to get something, some kind of feeling, some kind of connection in all different ways of life from other people, and we depend on them for that. And so in particular, thinking about our faith, thinking about how we relate to God and how we can depend on another person to be that connection to God for us instead of us ourselves hearing from God, connecting with God, knowing God.
And so that could be everybody from maybe, you know, a popular author or speaker to people around us, like a parent or like somebody who we just see as having this special connection with God. And so we want to get close just so we can catch a little bit of that, right?
Right, totally. And I've done that where I've like, there's people I really enjoy, authors, I really, really help me connect with God. And that's a real gift. And at the same time, I could potentially begin to quote that author, that pastor, that leader, that parent, whatever, quote them and begin to have my relationship with God found in them instead of through them learning to connect with God myself.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly.
So,
and how did God catch your attention with that little piece?
Well, it was just in my little 1 Samuel Bible that I've gone through.
Which your Bible has like half scripture and then half journal space, right?
Right. Yeah, totally. And when I was going through it, one of the things I noticed was Saul, after he takes some of the best flocks for himself and everything, he says, listen, the troops brought them back from the Amalekites. They spared the best in order to sacrifice to the Lord your God, but the rest we destroyed. He says, the Lord, your God. And then later he says, listen, I've sinned. It was wrong, but we're doing this to sacrifice to the Lord, Samuel, to the Lord, your God. And then later he says, I want to do a sacrifice. I want to do a sacrifice because I've sinned, and I want to bow in worship to the Lord, your God. So there's like three times in that chapter that I noticed where Saul says, the Lord, your God, not my God. A couple times it says the Lord God, but it's Samuel. This is, we're talking about your God right now. And you, so there's this little disconnect between Saul and God. There's not a personal connection here, which is odd because right at the beginning of the story too,
yeah,
Saul,
the Holy Spirit comes on him. Yeah,
had the
power.
Holy Spirit come upon him and all that. And yet he still kind of distances himself mm-hmm. when it comes to God.
Yep.
And so it's just really fascinating.
Yeah.
That relationship he has and how he depends on Samuel to be, and obviously he's a priest and that's part of his role, but the Lord, your God, betrays a little distance there.
It's interesting then when Samuel pulls away, he gives his farewell speech and it just, he basically backs away and he doesn't see Saul again.
Right.
And then in the
Until he does see him one more time.
Oh, does he?
Well, think about it. Remember when he's brought back from the dead.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's kind of like a...
so bad.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, that's the last time you saw him. When I read that, like, he'll never see him again, I thought, well, there was one more time.
That's right. I can't wait to hear Samuel. Whoever has that podcast episode.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I was just thinking about how he loses Samuel, and so all of a sudden, when, you know, things are just going from bad to worse for him, the spirit just leaves Saul because of the decisions he's been making, and now there's this afflicting spirit, and he's just trying to find peace anywhere, and for some reason, David's music is the thing that perks him up, that has some kind of emotional salve for him. And so really quickly, David becomes a favorite of his. He brings him into his household. He makes him his armor bearer. And it's like he senses that the spirit in him, and he begins to leech again.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting how Saul is after trying to get close to the Lord, but not close enough to let the Lord truly transform him.
So one of the kind of images we've used before in different, when we talk about this kind of a thing, is the idea of receiving buckets of water, refreshing water to nourish yourself with. And that sometimes we go to people and they've had encounters with God. They have a relationship with God and they fill up their bucket from their own well of connecting with God. Mm. And we grab one of those buckets and we use it and we recharge from it and we refresh from it. And then it empties. Mm. But we don't have our own well dug
right
to connect deeply with God or a relationship with him that is an ongoing like spring of life yeah. for us. So we depend on that next hit, that next podcast, that next song, that next relationship, that next whatever, to kind of be that little inspiration moment. When I think, yes, those things, we should be encouraging each other and offering buckets of what God's given to us to share. But we also should be digging our own wells in that way and finding space and time to develop a relationship with God so that we have something to share as well. This fall, we talked about practices of basically digging those wells to connect with God. Thomas, what has been a practice or maybe a first step, practical thing someone could do to develop their own relationship with God instead of merely receiving from what other people have experienced?
There is no end to the things you could potentially do. Everything from just starting your day by gratitude, creating space and time to literally engage with the Lord around gratitude. Or at the end of the day, doing a little examine, whether you have it written down and something leading you through it, or it's a part of a, you know, 24/7 podcast thing that leads you through an examine. You know, there's an end of the day kind of a thing. There's obviously scripture and prayer are go-to spiritual disciplines to do that. And all of the things in practicing the way, honestly, just start somewhere. If there's one handle that you think I could use that in my life right now, then maybe you have to stop doing one thing so that you can start doing that thing and just give it some time and space and continue to do it, repetition, to let it become a part of you.
This is being shared on February 28th and Sunday, March 2, we're beginning our 24/7 prayer prayer vigil here at our Watermark Hub in the prayer room. So from March 2 to March 9.
And that has been inspired by the 24/7 prayer movement that's kind of reached around the world. And we kind of lean into it for 1 week out of our year. It's been a rhythm that we've found to be super helpful.
And that's something that's really a great opportunity for each and every one of us to sign up for some times to be able to take an hour, take 2 hours, whatever, to spend with God, to dig that well a little bit and encounter God.
Yes. And we'd encourage you. I mean, we hear so many stories of people who aren't sure that they can spend an entire hour because that just feels like a big stretch. And it may be, and that's totally fine. But when they come out, they're like, oh, that time went so fast. I need more time. I've heard that so many times. And so honestly, just give it a shot. Give it 1 hour and see what the Lord wants to do in meeting you there.
Yeah. So if you're hearing this and it's a timely between March 2 and March 9 of 2025, encourage you to go to wm.church, find the 24/7 link, click on that and join in, especially if you've never done it before. I'd love for you to be a part of that and experience that. So, Tom, so do you pray for us and send us on our way?
Yes, absolutely. Father God, we long to encounter you again and to experience your springs of living water flowing from within. May each of these podcasts, even these episodes, create a greater hunger for you and continue to speak to us, challenge us, and pour out your love over us, that we may live lives of an overflow from our own wells sourced in you. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We can't wait to hear more stories of how you're at work and bringing people to life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.